Swamp, February program. We're back.
February, another show.
Yes, sir, Bob. You got some good, some new stuff here.
Yes, I do. Some new old people. Some people I've met some years ago. I think this album was recorded, I can tell you, 2004. So it's going back a ways. There's some people I met back when Hillsboro still had a bluegrass festival. And they were there. They're twin sisters. Their maiden names are Vaguely. It's Jeannie and Janet, their first name. One of them was married to a guy named Carl Cooper, who they gave the name Denny Ray, which I think it just sounded better. He's playing bass.
Denny Ray on bass.
Denny Ray just sounds more like a
bass player.
Yeah, it sounds more like a country or rock star or something,
yeah.
I guess. So
yeah.
Maybe it's better than Carl. Anyway, so they gave him the name Denny Ray. The guy playing fiddle on here is a really good fiddler who sadly is not with us anymore. A guy named Scott Shipman passed away 2 years ago, but he's doing all the fiddling. The twins, these are twin girls, I call them girls, women, I guess you'd say, that play banjo and mandolin, and they double on guitars and everything. So, interesting thing, when I first met them at the festival in Hillsboro, they had a teepee set up, and so we kind of meandered around there, and they're camping in their teepee that night. So, well, these are some interesting people we should get to know. So
Yeah.
So we did get to know them, and then I haven't seen them much in the last few years, but... Anyway, they're pretty active here around the turn of this century, I should say, I guess.
The old turn of the last, the century.
The 2000s, I guess we say. So. But anyway, yeah, they do kind of semi-bluegrass. They kind of drift from bluegrass a little bit, but usually have the banjo when they're doing something and the mandolin and fiddle. So,
what's the name of this first tune? The
name of this first tune is called Sawdust, and... One of the twins worked in a sawmill. Maybe she still is. I'm not sure. But maybe it has some meaning for her.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Well, I work at a sawmill 6 days a week. But still ain't enough. Make ends meet. Got fingers full of winter. Got hands full of cut. But you can't build a future out of sawdust. Let's say that money. Don't grow on trees, but it comes from the same wood worked with oil. When Uncle Sam puts a stamp on it, it says in God we trust. But you can't build a future out of started working there in 1945. He told me breathing wood won't keep a man alive. Someone's getting rich, you know it ain't us. But you can't build a future out of sawdust. They say that money don't grow on trees, but it comes from the same wood worked with oil. When Uncle Sam puts a stamp on it, it says in God we trust. But you can't build a future out of can't
Swamp, that was good start to the February program.
Tell you what, we were talking off the air here, and these twin women were just loads of fun, like real lively characters. I should mention where they're from around the Carlinville area. One lives in Rockville, if you ever heard of Rockville. It's a population, you know, kind of like Smithville, I think. Something like
okay,
that.
Yeah. Well, lively town.
Lively little town. Oh. Anyway, they were a lot of fun. I haven't seen them for 2 years, but I just like to give them some of the props there for them.
We ought to do another one. What do you think?
Yeah, here's one they call City Water.
Bring on the City Water. Turn on the tap. Here we go.
City Water, wish I would have gotten it back in that holler. Another sad case. What a life is, City Water, you done ruined it. Well, I can realize before it was too late. Trouble tell all over me. Two bags a day was all it drank, but I was too blind to see. Oh, if he's water, quit around half time, and the sinks are running, but now and then. I didn't know always jump right up and fix it. I didn't know how mad you had been. City Water, City Water, wish you would have gotten it back in that holler. Another sad case. What might have been, City Water, you done me in. Well, I get wrapped in another rag around the well by money. That was your very last day. Before I got cleaned up and combed my hair, you had gone to your mama's today. You took all my money, you hired a lawyer. That's what you said. Now I'm hearing you visit that lawyer's apartment with a hot tub and a cool water bed. City Water, City Water, wish I would've gotten it back in that holler. Another sad case. But what might have been, City Water, you done me in. Changing my ways and I cleaned up the yard. Got this old shack shining again. Don't count all your chickens, that's what I always heard. And I'm glad I didn't buy it by day. When the man from the county told me City Water will bottom me to my dying day. City Water, City Water, wish I would've gotten it back in that holler. Another sad case. What a night of this.
City Water. They could do it to you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that good fiddler there up there.
Yeah.
Picking that is coming out again. All right.
Yeah, he was a fine fiddler. Scott Shipman was his name.
Yeah.
I'd like to also point out the banjo here is played by a woman, and I don't think we've had any woman banjoists on the show. So
well, that's the first for the show.
She's pretty good, too.
Yes, she was.
Not bad. So.
Okay. Swamp, what do we got coming up next here on homegrown music?
I kind of hate to blow my own horn or play my own guitar, but this one featuring me here, so...
good.
Yours truly, and this is recorded, and actually recorded in Greenville in Downtown Square. Dave Mayfield had a little underground studio.
I think I remember hearing music coming out of the underground on the corner of Main and...
little underground subterranean refuge that he had. We called the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah. I remember those days.
He had a downtown studio. And then Al Young moved in there for 2 years, I think, too. He went down there and practiced and played the bass and stuff. So the background of this song, I don't want to take too long with it. But
I'll take a while.
Okay. Well, all right. Dave and I used to play in a band with his dad, Lyle, and... Lyle would cover everything from country music to swing music and everything in between. And we played with him a couple of years, just different spots around, pretty close around here. But one night, nothing was happening. And it's one of those nights the audience just wasn't responding. And Lyle went into the song. He knew the song. And people got up and kind of danced around and got their attention. So we kind of used that as a pep-up song. If the audience kind of sluggish, we'd play the song. And tended to work quite a bit. I kind of took it from him, and this is just all instrumental version. The name of the tune is called Kansas City Kitty, and it was done way back when. I think maybe Fats Waller had something to do with it. I'm not positive about that, but kind of a swing thing, and I just made it instrumental. Had words to it. If anybody ever wants to know the words, to see me out someplace, I'll sing the words to you.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. And and recorded right here in downtown
Greenville. So it's a homegrown thing. I'm playing guitar. Dave Mayfield is playing the bass on this one. Real good bass playing on here.
Here we go.
About John,
I like that. The lyrics for it, the Kansas City Kitty.
Kansas City Kitty, I was singing to you on.
Off the air. We'll have to bring that one back with some vocals.
Maybe do that sometime. It's Kansas City Kitty. There's a song called Sioux City Sue back then, too. So.
All right. You got, you've got covered all the Midwest here.
Yeah, we have, trying to.
Greenville, whatever, yeah.
Okay. I don't think anybody written about Greenville yet. Maybe
we'll have to get our, put our left-handed writing hat and
there you
get
go.
Right after it there. All
I
right.
don't know if anybody wants to do that or not. Maybe
not tonight.
Know.
Well, Swamp, our old buddy Ed Taylor
yeah.
told us about this lady, and man, yeah. she got
hey, man,
set
she,
of pipes. I mean,
that's one of the best things I've heard for some time, right?
Yeah, it. She's from over in Fayette County, and
right.
she's out touring doing her music. And,
cool.
We're gonna play something by her. Her name is Summer Osborne.
Summer Osborne.
And this first tune's a little jazzy here, and it definitely a great title. Life is supposed to be fun, so
yep.
let's sit back.
I agree with that.
Have some fun right here with Summer Osborne from Fayette County.
Best thing about your pretty little smile is contagious. I'll catch it, share it for a while. Best part of the sleep is the dreaming. Best part of the dream is believing. So I'm pretty sure before you fall asleep, you should know you are the best thing to me. You should know you are the best thing to me. Oh, baby, just sit back and feed me. It's not hard, it's really easy. All you gotta do is love the skin you're in, because you're beautiful and then let it move you, satisfy and soothe you. Knowing that it's you makes a love the magic. You're a wizard and you know it. Life is supposed to be fun. Part of the mold is the breaking. So stretch out your ideas until they're bigger than you, and fill out all the spaces with a new point of view. I don't suppose you'll be any worse for the wear if you just throw all your worries up into the air and let them all fall to your feet. Cause you know you are the best thing to me. You already know you are the best thing to me. It's not hard, it's really easy. All you gotta do is love the skin you're in, because you're beautiful, and then let it move you, satisfy and soothe you. Knowing that it's you makes all of the magic. You're a wizard and you know it. Life is supposed to be fun. Earth will turn and the sun will rise. Only you and me and all those other guys. But the difference in the wrong and right side of the bed is which way you choose to roll. So push your bed up against the wall, baby. Just sit back and feel me. It's not hard, it's really easy. All you gotta do is love the skin you're in, because you're beautiful, and then let it move you, satisfy and assure you. Knowing that it's you makes all of the magic. You're a wizard and you know it. Life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be fun.
Okay, Swamp, that was good. We're going to have her back.
Pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah,
boy, I'd say
like
so.
Like that. Yes.
Well, that's a new one on me, and thanks for letting me hear that news.
Well, it's thanks to Ed, too. Ed's a good scout.
Very cool. I think maybe an improvement on her name might be summer, winter, might be.
Well, yeah.
Might be something to consider. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It's just thrown out there. I don't know. So.
Osborne's good, too, I think.
Osborne's not bad. That's not it.
Swamp.
Yes, sir.
Did some ragtime.
Want to hear a little ragtime?
Yes, sir.
This is the St. Louis Ragtimers, recorded live back in 1979.
Way back.
Pretty far piece back there, I guess.
A few years ago.
Yep. Yeah. It's called the Wolverine Blues.
Wolverine Blues. Let's get the Wolverines out here and do some blues. Is this an instrumental, you think?
This instrumental.
Instrumental,
yep.
Good stuff.
I think written by Jelly Roll Martin, I think I see.
Okay.
All right, now our next request for a Jelly Roll Martin tune, and this one he wrote about an old barber shop up in Detroit, known as the Wolverine, and it became one of his big hit compositions. This was called Wolverine Blues.
Peter, intro.
Professor Man.
Time going on there. That livens up the evening big time.
A lot of fun. That was recorded live on the Goldenrod Showboat years ago in 1979, actually. So pretty good for live recording there.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Especially a vintage live recording, yeah. Like in 1979. Yeah. Remember the years, yes.
Yep. Wolverine Blues is the name of that one.
So. Yeah, did a dandy job there. Let's do pretty one cool. more. Let's do yeah. one more ragtime.
Do another one,
here.
Yeah.
Just
all right.
Sort of toss them a ragtime.
Happy people do down in Dixieland. I'll hear that old trombone and that trumpet ad lib. I'd love to hear a lick while I do my picking, a picking on a juicy rhythm. Starting with the barbecue, I feel mighty fine. Pass another helping of that good old Dixieland. And Mr. Waiter, if you please, another rib or two, and I'll go strutting. That was a barbecue.
Starting with some barbecues now.
I like songs with food themes.
I do too.
Myself. Yeah,
I do.
It makes you feel warm and filled up inside for a good food song like that. Yeah.
That's something I kind of like to point out about this kind of music too. I was sitting here thinking, listening to this song. There's parallels with bluegrass. The people that play this kind of music aren't in it for a lot of fame and fortune, you know. But they really like the music, and the people that come and see them really like it. And same thing with bluegrass. I think there's a lot of bluegrass people out there that just, you know, maybe making them buy some better than others, maybe. But and the people like it, really like it. So it's just, you know.
And we really like it.
And so I really like
we'll,
it.
We'll bring some more up here in future programs.
St. Louis Ragtimers.
The Ragtimers. Well, Swamp, what do you think about maybe doing a little Erin O'Toole here?
Erin, yeah. Haven't heard from her for a little bit.
Yeah, let's hear a good, let's hear a tune.
Greenville gal here, Erin O'Toole. Yeah.
It's a wonder I ain't crazy. At least I don't pose a real threat. Well, I'm younger than I'm looking, feeling older than I am. You say things couldn't get much better. I hope to God they don't get much worse. You've been loving every minute while I'm stuck here in the turn. Comes first, snowflakes falling. Well, I got to be on my way. Far away from these memories where no one knows my name. And I'd roll up the sketches for the burning and erase all the teardrops and pain. Draw me a new to let it go. Fortunes that you have start piling, and there's always room for more. Some say time is meant for healing, others say there isn't any to waste. I've been taking mine for granted, blaming others. For the burning and erase all the teardrops and pain. Draw me a new day dawning, drop a pen. And I'd roll up the sketches for the burning and erase all the teardrops and pain. Draw me a new day dawning, drop a pen.
There goes Erin.
There went Erin.
That's excellent tune there.
Yeah. She came and she went. She left.
She'll be back, though.
We'll hear from her again, huh?
Swamp got some, what do we got here?
Well, this is a guy I got to know a couple years back. He's a multi-instrumentalist. His name is Joe Rednauer. He plays fiddle, penny whistle, bagpipe, all kinds of stuff. And his buddy Jeff Runyon plays guitar and mandolin, things like that. So this is from a CD they had out a couple of years ago called The Old Alliance, and a lot of traditional Irish and Scotch tune. First one here is one that almost everybody knows. It's called The Irish Worship One. Thank you.
John, that was the Irish Washerwoman. That's one tune that about everybody knows when they do Irish music. And, that was Joe Rednauer playing the fiddle on that. And how about we hear another track on here?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that was so good. We need to do some more. What's this song?
This is called Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's
an interesting idea. I don't know if you...
Yes.
We're not promoting that necessarily.
No.
Before breakfast.
Yeah, what used to be known as the hair of the dog that bit you, but I don't know if you want to.
Yeah. Once again, we're not promoting whiskey.
We're not promoting whiskey before breakfast. Yep, we're going to hear a little extra tune there. that was carried away from the technical cloud there. Yep. Came down from the cloud.
No, that was just a nice melody there. And
tell us a little bit about these guys.
Well, right? Just Joe Rednauer was from Moequa. If anybody knows where Moequa is, up kind of...
I can almost pronounce it. I'm not sure Moequa, where it's at,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. That's half the trick, just pronouncing things. He's a guy, I think we mentioned this a couple of shows ago, that he always kind of felt this kind of kinship with Scots music. And his last name was Rednauer, and he always thought, well, you're German. And he found out later he'd been adopted, and he actually did have Scotch blood in, so he kind of came by it honestly.
The blood comes through.
So broke through there.
Yeah.
And he started playing this kind of traditional music. That's just a nice melody.
Yes, it is.
The Bluegrassers got a hold of this. They kind of claimed it too a little bit, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Once again, we're not promoting that, but...
No.
Somebody did put some words on it. It was something like...
After breakfast, okay.
Not before. It depends. If you're up at 4 in the morning, then maybe you want whiskey.
It's
a little nightcap or something. A late nightcap. But anyway, yeah, his friend Jeff Runyon, I know less about. I think he's, of course, Jeff's playing bagpipe on that song. I mean, Joe is playing a bagpipe. Jeff is playing an octave mandolin, which is like a bigger version of mandolin. It's just a little more bass to it, I think, so... They had all these unusual instruments like to bring together. So
learning about unusual instruments here on the program.
Yeah, so again, we're trying for a little variety here, folks. So
absolutely.
Hope you like it.
Absolutely. What next? What do we got next, Swamp? What do you think? Got something there? Hey, we haven't played a Chapman's in quite a while.
Right.
At least not since last month. So
okay, Chapman's always a good mainstay.
What do you say? We bring in...
Just dig something up here.
We bring in Jeff and the entire crew.
That's good.
We'll do it right now.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm ready, willing, and I'm able. Rock and roll. Rock and roll tonight.
Okay, Swamp, got good friends of yours coming up here next from the old days.
Yep. This is Lyle Mayfield. I think this is solo Lyle here. I think he played all the instruments on it. He's obviously singing a song. I'm not sure if it's a song he wrote or not. It's possible. I don't have all the information in front of me, but playing lead guitar. And he had a little thing called an Omnichord. It's kind of an electronic harpsichord, or an auto harp type thing, I guess. And then he usually put a bass and some rhythm guitar things. So that's pretty much Lyle, the whole thing.
Our guess that the name of the song is Talking to a Fool.
And yep. I don't think he's talking to me. I hope he knows.
He's talking. He may be looking in the mirror. The way the
you
song goes.
You never know. Well, it's a country song.
Yeah, one of those country songs. And it's a dandy.
Pretty good.
We're going to hear it right now, right?
Here we go.
Here we go. At your best,
can come. Now she's walking away from you. She gave her love and devotion to you only. There was no room for another in her heart. But you treated her like dirt, and all you gave was hurt. Now those wounds and words have driven you apart. But he looked at me and didn't even answer. He knew those words I'd said to him were true. There were tears in his eyes. Even I began to cry. What can you say when you're talking to a fool? Stood there, just looking at each other. He knew all the things I'd said to him were right. He let a treasure get away. Now he was left to pay with empty days and long hours. Lonely night, I stood there wishing he would give me an answer and tell me why he'd let their romance die. But he spoke not a word, as if he hadn't heard. Just a silent stare from those tear-filled eyes. Yes, he looked at me and didn't even answer. He knew the words I told him were true about my head and shed my tears. With my reflection in the mirror, what can you say when you're talking to a fool? Yes, I bowed my head and shed my tears. With my reflection in that mirror, what can you say when you're talking to a fool?
Okay, Lyle Mayfield.
Lyle.
Did good again.
Mighty fine.
On the program.
Mighty fine.
Swamp, here comes a guy we all know.
Oh, yeah. Bob Johnson. Haven't talked to him lately, but he's still out there someplace, I guess.
And I suppose he still tunes into late-night TV sometimes.
You know? I think that's what this song's about. I think it has to do with that.
Is it? Okay. Well, let's give a listen to some late-night TV right here on the early evening Homegrown Music Program right here on WGEL FM 101.7. We got to get that in there now and then, not between every tune, once in a while.
That's where we're at.
Again, we're going to hear from
Bob Johnson.
Last night on my TV, man showed up and he talked to me. He said, I can't help you with your need. Call this number, please. Dr. Tax, he called himself. And I said, Doc, I need your help. There's been money taxes paid, IRS at my door. So I wrote his number down. I called him up and we talked 4 hours about finances, present, past. I answered every question that he asked. I was sure he'd fix me up. I guess my check just weren't enough. And he's not the man I hoped he'd be. He stole my identity. Lost the farm, my house, my cow. I own all and nothing now. Here's the moral plain to see. Pay your taxes. Don't watch TV late at night. Pay your taxes, don't watch TV. Someone might steal you. Pay your taxes, don't watch TV.
Bob and
Bob, come home.
Bob's watching a lot TV somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
And singing his songs out in Arizona.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah,
singing for his supper.
Yeah, he does that sometimes. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Good things from Bob. Always good things.
Yep.
Swamp, we're gonna do some of our old buddy. Bose,
yeah. Craig Bose Bomber. His buddies call him Bose sometimes. And he's got a couple CDs out, and I played on a few of them. And this might have Jerry Chapman playing here, too, and Goose Miller, maybe. I'm not positive about that. But, this one's a fellow used to be up around Panama that they call Mongo. And he said wrestling was the only true sport left.
Yeah.
Wrestling at the Chase, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Wrestling, so. I tend to agree with him, I think, so.
Yeah, he was on something.
I think he was.
He was ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah. Anyway, he said that, and then he said a lot of things, I suppose. But anyway, Craig kind of based his song on that, and this fellow, and First Church of the Last Chance is what he called it, I think.
Okay, so, let's listen.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Last chance, angels wear white pants. I'm thinking about a romance. Put a dollar in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men. First Church of the very last chance. No stained glass will be found. Just a hat to pass around, buck or two for a friend that's down to fix their broken dream. Truth be told, there will be lies, tall tales and alibis. Sad stories make you cry. First Church of the very last chance. At the First Church of the last chance, angels wear white pants. Thinking about a romance. Put a dollar in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. From the town to save all men. First Church of the very last chance. If you need a place to rest, get something off your chest. Let the whiskey do your talking. Tell the truth you can't confess. No one here to judge your sin, what you done or where you been. We're all the same, the shape we're in. First Church of the very last chance. At the First Church of the last chance, angels in white pants. Thinking about a romance. Put a dollar in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. From the town to save all men, first church and the very last chance. Hang around and meet the king. And I pray the love that you might find will bring you lasting peace of mind. Feel free to come back anytime. First church of the very last chance. At the first church of the last chance, angels wear white pants. Think about a romance, put a nickel in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church of the very last chance. About a romance, put a dollar in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church of the very last chance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church of the very last chance.
And that kind of does it for the music tonight, Swamp.
All right, that's it. Another episode.
Time flies when we're having fun.
I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Another homegrown program, almost in the can and ready to go. This will be.
All right.
This is good.
Very cool.
All right. See you in April.
Keep those cards and letters coming, folks.
WGEL Greenville.